You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Friday afternoon. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible. Thanks, Eric, for being with us. I guess you'll be looking forward next week to having students in class here on the U of I campus.
Yeah, I'm avoiding campus today, actually. I'm kind of hiding out because I know that move-in weekend is kind of crazy. But you know what's funny is they're all getting slowed down this morning by all the, you know, the really soaking rain that came through. And I'll be honest, a couple of days ago when I was watching this forecast, it was a big question mark as to whether or not the rain was going to be able to make it to Indiana. We just didn't know if it would run out of enough moisture, and certainly it did. And so this soaking rain's been nice because anything that was late planted is going to benefit from it. You know, but most of the Illinois corn and soybean crop was finished, and so this rain wasn't as nearly as big of a deal as it would have been in previous years. But certainly, you know, as it moved through, gave everybody a good soaking this morning. And the big question we have right now is, do we have another round of storms developing later on this afternoon and evening? You know, forecasting severe thunderstorms is very, very challenging, even 6-8 hours out. We're just looking at the latest model runs, which suggest we could be watching for a line of storms that could be oriented like northeast to southwest from Chicago over toward Missouri down towards St. Louis. And what's interesting is that the models right now are attempting to kind of break that line into two segments, missing parts of East Central Illinois. So we're going to have to watch this one carefully to kind of see what we're going to get later on this evening as a second round of this comes through. So in the short term, things are looking pretty wet.
So for those students who have arrived on campus, will they get wet tonight as they decide to go out for the weekend?
That's the thing. And you know what? If they consume enough alcohol, it doesn't really matter, right? They won't even know that they're wet. But that first weekend back is usually a pretty big party weekend. But I'll tell you this, those students, they definitely need to make sure that they brought their summer wardrobe, because by Sunday, we're going to be seeing a pattern shift. And here's what I'm watching. In the Gulf of Alaska, developing over the next couple of days, there will be a pretty substantially large ridge. And if you just think about the wavelength of the trough ridge pattern, that tosses a trough over the Pacific Northwest. They couldn't be happier that that's going to happen, because it's cooler, windier, and wetter weather for them, which means it clears out the smoke. But for us, this is going to allow a ridge to be building basically across the eastern half of the country. And that ridge is going to return us back into the upper 80s and potentially the lower 90s. But this is what's interesting. The position of the ridge does not shut down Gulf moisture. So it's going to get hot and humid. And we're actually looking at next week, maybe a couple of chances for us having some more thunderstorms come through the area. So while the pattern is certainly not showing us staying cool any longer, what it is doing is it's showing us heating up with the chances for some storms. So, this is a wet kind of finished to the growing season here. And while it gets warm, we don't turn off the moisture stream. And as a consequence, we could get some more showers and thunderstorms throughout the next 7 to 10 days.
Okay. On that note, it seems to remind me that the hurricane season, still in flow at this point, usually will come out of the tropical Atlantic and give some rainfall sometimes to the Midwest as those bowl right up the Mississippi River Valley Basin.
Yeah, you're right. And so we've really seen a suppression of the tropical season so far this year in the Atlantic. And part of that's due to really four main things. It's been very windy. Hurricanes don't like that. They like still environments. Also, the ocean temperatures have been cool. There's been a lot of Saharan dust. In fact, some of that Saharan dust has made it all the way to Illinois, believe it or not. And in the upper levels, we've had subsidence. That's air that's descending. And that's all about to change. We're about to move into a time period here, really over the next 10 to 15 days, where we shift away from all of that. Which is going to allow for some tropical systems to get going. And this is the time of year we'd expect it, right? The end of August, beginning of September. Remember, September 10th is the peak in hurricane season historically. So there's one system we're watching emerge right now off of the west coast of Africa. It's going to be moving into relatively favorable environment. The National Hurricane Center is giving it a halfway decent chance of developing. It's still 2 weeks away from being anything that we'd have to worry about here in the United States. But it's a signal that, hey, our attention needs to turn south and east, because you're right, we can have these big precipitation makers that come off the remnants of these tropical storms and dump a lot of rain on us when we're trying to harvest a crop and let that crop dry down in the field. So we'll be watching it carefully, and we'll keep updating you.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it, Eric.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Extensions Todd Gleason.